You're listening on Cute Pinoy Portal Podcast, hosted by Alan.
Alan.
All right. Your name is Alan Cyrus.
Correct. Yeah, sa mga gays, merong tinatawag na top at saka bottom.
Nathan.
Pag marami ng chumorva sa'yo, laspag ka na. So, sa society natin, meron pa rin siyang gender ano.
So, within our society mismo, may mga ganong kaeklabuhan.
Meron pa rin discrimination.
Tama. Kasi,
Number one LGBT-oriented podcast in the Philippines.
www.qpinoyportal.blogspot.com. In a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out.
Good morning, Philippines. This is your podcast host, Jonathan Urbud, and we're live here sa Vlogapalooza 2015. And kasama natin ngayon ang pinakasikat na vlogger na todo sa bongga.blogspot.com, Binibining Melanie. Of course, you can introduce to our listeners.
Hi, good morning, guys. This is Binibining Melanie. I hope you're all doing fine.
Pag-usapan natin ngayon ang vlog, kasi just to give you a heads up that we are vlogging and doing a podcast. It's more on LGBT-centric-oriented podcast. The very reason why I choose you kasi keep on vlogging with regards sa mga LGBT centric. Yeah. Gaano ka nakatagal sa vlog na to? Kasi diba you're vlogging sa anong vlog mo?
It's todosabonga.blogspot.com and I've been vlogging since January of 2010. So medyo magsa 6 years na siya by January next year.
Wow. So anong mostly na binablog mo?
I started it as a political blog. Ang plano ko is yung 2010 presidential election.
And it's more on medyo may kabaklaan na ano, di ba? Drama.
Yes, exactly. That's true. So, I started it sana na parang I will mock yung mga EPAL campaigns ng mga nangangarap maging politicians. And then eventually, nag-flourish siya. And I've tackled a lot of things such as books, movies, reviews, everything, and of course, life about LGBT.
Okay. Sa span ng 6 years ng pagbablog mo, ano ang pinaka most visited na ano mo? Kasi you are also blogging sexy photos. Ano yung pinaka controversial na post mo so far?
I think it's the one na tinakal o yung may nagsulat sa akin tungkol sa...
About sa'yo?
No, it's about the experience na nangyari sa Isitan Recto. And then yung callboy experience niya. Up to now, ang dami-daming nagko-comment and it's more than 100 comments na. And I've posted that years ago pa.
And actually, I reblogged that one kasi nabasa ko siya and it's very human, ano, touching. Talagang napipenetrate. Lahat ng LGBT gay society ay nakaka-relate since lalo na ang mga target ng mga callboy na to ay mga gay men na discreet.
Vulnerable sa tawag ng laman and then they will abuse them. And nakakalungkot lang kasi kailangan pang mangyari yung katulad ng ganito.
Okay. So you expose yourself sa vlog world and then wala bang nang babash or anong...
Well, hindi na natin makaiiwasan yung bashing kasi part na yan ng social media. And I think ang kailangan lang is you control yourself to comment on those things. And if you can take it positively, like kung meron naman silang point, then why not consider it?
In an LGBT concept, how do you identify yourself?
Well, it's not really an issue for me if you will call me gay or transgender. But since hindi pa ako nag-undergo ng SOGI, so someone said that I am a transgender.
Yes, basically, yes. And sa buhay mo, di ba, where we're always suffering the discrimination, di ba, and all that, how do you handle those situations?
I've experienced discrimination. First is yung paghahanap ng trabaho. So, medyo nakakalungkot yun kasi you want to earn money in a clean way and yet you were not given the opportunity just because of your orientation. And then the second one that I've experienced is yung hindi ako pinapasok sa isang bar sa BGC because of my outfit. So they call me as a cross-dresser. Bawal daw ang cross-dresser. So I think naranasan ko firsthand yung discrimination. And that's what I'm sharing to the people that reads my blog.
How often you post topics?
Every month, I see to it that at least I post at least 10.
You see, do you have a lot of followers? Diba?
Yes. So it's 10 blogs a month. Previously, during the younger years of my blog, medyo mas active ako. Pero dahil nag-iiba na yung tawag ng trabaho, medyo mas nagiging demanding sila. So medyo nagkakaroon ako ng less time to blog. But I see to it na meron pa rin akong ipinopost every month.
Kasi madaming nag-aabang eh. What's your line of work?
I'm in the BPO industry.
BPO kasi ito yung trabaho na walang diverse at walang condemnation. Okay. Now, ibahin naman natin yung kwento natin ngayon. Gawin naman natin itong kabaklaan, mga kaibigan, di ba? Boyfriend?
None.
Bakit?
I think medyo strong ang personality ko. I've asked some people why. And then they mentioned na medyo intimidating daw ako. So, maybe boys are intimidated with my beauty.
Correct. Charot. Alright. Here we go. Do you pay for love?
I don't pay for love, but I do pay for enjoyment.
Oh, tama. Correct. Okay. Pinaka-sexy na talagang win-worship mo siya.
Pinaka-sexy. I think nag-iiba-iba siya every month. Wala talaga akong stick to one na boylet or crush na feature. But I think the most viewed one is Richard Pangilinan during his bikini pageant days.
Richard Pangilinan is a military right now.
He's a policeman now.
Policeman, okay. So updated ang mga bakla. So, question. Yung vlog mo ba, is it not safe for work, or how do you define your vlog? So, para lang to give a heads up to our listeners.
I think it is safe for work kasi naman most of the workers now are more than 18 years of age. So, I will consider my vlog as R18, but it is safe for work not unless nandiyan ang boss mo at binu-view mo yung mga sexy photos ng mga boys. So I would advise you to view it at work, pero pa secret.
Okay. Now, another question. Nag-review ka ba ng mga iba-ibang lugar, or like it's more on your personal reflection, yun yung concept ng vlog mo? How do you differentiate your vlog? Kasi we do have a lot of gay people who are doing vlogs, di ba? Meron tayong mga ManilaGayGuy.net, which the concept naman nun is the gay approach naman yon, the gay man approach. As a tranny approach, anong pinagkaiba mo sa vlog ng iba na dapat naming bisitahin?
I think ang factor na kakaiba sa vlog ko is I just don't tackle about LGBT issues. I tackle any issues that concerns my life, our life, especially politics, music, movies, everyday life. I love reading books. I want to share it to people. I love watching movies. I love music. So, kung meron akong opinion about that, I want to share it to people. Hindi lang LGBT ang nakaka-relate, even straight people.
And I love your statement. You don't pay for love, but you pay for enjoyment.
Exactly. So, when it comes to love, syempre, hindi tayo papayag na tayo lang naglalabas ng anda. Dapat pati boys din, nag-enjoy sila sa atin. But when it comes to enjoyment, syempre, given na yon.
Wala namang libre. Okay. As a tranny, do you guys use dating sites? Or I'm just curious.
Oh yes, I use dating sites. Right now, I'm using Tinder, I'm using Kick, My Ladyboy Date, and then Ladyboy Kisses. So, a lot of social media apps na pwede kong gamitin para makahanap ng true love. Why not maximize it?
Sa vlog mo ha, napapansin ko you usually use mga gay lingo. diba? To spice up or parang maging colorful yung ano mo. Ganun ba talaga yung buhay mo?
Oh yes, gumagamit talaga ako ng gay lingo para makarelate pang lalo yung mga gays or the LGBT people sa blog ko. And it's one way pa rin para maging creative, para maging interesting yung blog ko. So, I see to it na gumagamit ako ng gay lingo and dapat updated ako kasi nag-evolve siya.
Why binibining Melanie?
Why binibining Melanie? Nung nag-start ako sa BPO industry, during my training, may nagsabing kamukha ko si Melanie Marquez. And I recognize na ganun din ako nung nagsisimula ako sa BPO industry. Hindi perfect yung English ko. And up to now, it's not perfect. But it's improving. So, and I love Melanie Marquez. I love her confidence. So, pareho yata kami ng tangkad and everything. At magkamukha yata kami. So, kaya ganun, naging Melanie. And then, yun na rin yung ginamit kong pseudonym sa blog.
Taga saan ka ba? Dito sa Urban League, sa Urban Zone?
I live in Quezon City.
Okay, nightlife.
I used to party a lot when I was younger, but now that I'm 30 na, I'm already 30 years old, medyo naglilo na tayo. Exactly, mas madali nang mapagod. So, mas gusto ko na yung nasa bahay, natutulog, naglalaba, naglilinis ang bahay. Domesticated na ang peg.
Correct. Who is binibining Melanie behind that colorful blog?
Who is binibining Melanie? I think kung ano ako sa blog, yun din naman ako sa totoong buhay. I am not pretentious. Kung makikita mo ako sa personal, ganun din naman ako. Medyo mahihiyain nga lang ako ng konti. Pero once na nakuha mo ng kilite, then ayan na, alam na this.
Kasi ako, para sa mga tagapakinig natin, nung una kasi, I was like intimidated nung sabi ko, approach ko ba to, interviewin ko ba tong tranny na to? Kasi medyo ano ka, regal ka pagdating sa vlog and all that, the pictures and all that. So parang nagdalang isip ako. However, when I approached you a while ago, so napaka-accommodating mo naman and I'm so thankful kasi diba this interview is not just parang of course for fun but to uplift our LGBT community, especially this transgender subculture within this community, diba? Kasi there are a lot of LGBT people na hindi pa rin intindihan ko ano yung trans, diba? Kung ano yung trans. It's not all about the sexuality or the genital, but it's how you identify yourself kung sino ka.
And how you feel inside you.
Correct. Correct. And baka gusto mong i-promote yung blog, Facebook, and all that. Kasi we do have a lot of listeners around the world. Kasi marami tayong subscribers sa iTunes. Of course, just subscribe and download our podcast. That's for free. Just search Cute Pinoy Portal sa iTunes. So promote mo na.
Hi guys, if you have time, then you can visit my blog site. It's todosabonga.blogspot.com. Again, that's todosabonga.blogspot.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. It's bb_Melanie. And hope I can see your likes and follows there, and you're free to comment on every blog that I've made. Hindi natin pinifilter yung comments, not unless very harsh, but I do appreciate any comments. So thank you so much for this interview.
Alright, thank you so much Binibining Melanie of todosabonga.blogspot.com. Alright, of course, wag po natin kalimutan ang cutepinoyportal.com. That's absolutely for free. Lahat ng podcast natin dyan, pwede nyo pakinggan. And there you go. This has been your podcaster, Jonathan Orbuda. Good morning, Philippines, live here in SM MOA for Vlogapalooza 2015. Bye, guys! Bye-bye! Mwah!